Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today it's time for our 5-Minute Friday. I want to give you everything you need to know about acne and the top 5 tips I have for you. Because acne is such a prevalent problem. I think ever since makeup artists have blown up Instagram, everybody is using a hell of a lot more makeup than we ever have before. I mean, I can't even remember leaving the house without makeup, and I'm sure every patient that I see comes in with a thick layer of coated makeup. And whether it's Sephora, Instagram, or the new brands that are coming out with these amazing coverages, they're not so good for skin. So acne is caused by poor turnover of the skin surface. It's caused by excess oil production of the glands, and it's caused by immaturity of the oil glands. It's also related to our diet. It's also related to our hormones. There are multiple steps you can do to clear up acne, but the most important thing is to actually do something. If you're a person who's just dealing with acne by just covering it up and miserably suffering with it, please don't do that. Please realize that we have medications you can use for acne treatment and therapy. So definitely come and see the dermatologist if you don't have one. See a board certified plastic surgeon like myself who's knowledgeable about facial aesthetics and acne, and start doing some treatments. So you have multiple levels of treatment. You can start with Target level products. You can think about Sephora products, which are more expensive but no better than Target products. Or you can go to medical grade skincare. And I ask you, why would you ever use anything less than medical grade skincare? Frankly, the brand name products sold at Nordstrom's and Sephora do not have physician strength. And all of the products sold by these companies that market you on Facebook and by the housewife friends that you have are definitely not as strong as what you can find in the physician's offices. The products that Kylie is hawking and saying that she used to clear up her skin, not as strong. So use my acne kit. That's excellent. But start with something. Start with a great facial wash. For example, acne builds up when keratin and dead skin sits on the surface of the skin. So I want you to use ingredients with your wash that are exfoliative and drying. So that would be a benzoyl peroxide containing wash, a salicylic acid containing wash, and perhaps something with glycolic acid. All three of those products are great because, number one, benzoyl peroxide dries oils. It also is antibacterial. Number two, salicylic acid, the same thing. And number three, glycolic acid is wonderful for dissolving the bonds between dead skin cells so they will slough off and leave your skin bright and leave those pores plug-free. If you have comedones, those little white bumps under the surface of the skin, glycolic wash is a beautiful way to get the skin to exfoliate. Use it morning and night. I love my glycolic wash. I use it twice a day, and it removes makeup, it exfoliates, it's not too harsh or drying. So one of the best things you can do for your skin is start a glycolic product. Next, remember that when you get a hot spot, a big pustule, you should not be picking and digging at your face. However, if there's a really fresh pustule that's easy to lance in a clean manner, you can use alcohol, you can use a sterile needle, you can come and see me and I'll do it for you, or a really great esthetician. But if you don't want to let those pustules sit there and fester, my acne kit has a spot treatment gel, which you put that on, it dries things up really quick. When you come and see me, I write your prescription for a topical antibiotic, which you can apply just to the hot spots. So the antibiotic kills the germs, it goes away faster. When we let lesions sit and fester, that is when they create dermal reaction and inflammation and irritation, and that creates, number one, dermal hollowing or pitted acne scars, and number two, pigmentation, post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. So these are things we don't want happening, so hit those hot spots when they happen. Next, think about one of the most important ingredients is a Retin-A product. So when you get acne, it's because the pores are not draining well. It's because your oil glands are overproducing or very tortuous and crooked. When you're an adolescent or a teen, or even in, you know, even women are getting perioral acne even in their 30s, you have very twisty oil glands. They don't drain straight to the surface of the skin like they're supposed to. They may drain in a very crooked and tortuous manner. And how do we mature these oil glands and make sure they drain right to the surface with a clean plumbing? We use Retin-A. So Retin-A has the benefit of, number one, exfoliating dead skin, so you have that turnover. And dead skin doesn't plug your pores. And number two, helps with fine lines and wrinkles. Number three, helps to improve acne scarring. Number four, most important for acne patients, is it improves the ability of the oil glands to mature and drain straight to the skin. And it takes several months. So if you give up with your first month of Retin-A, that's no good, because number one, the first month, actually a lot of acne comes up to the surface. We have this purging process where the first month you're worse, the second month you're slightly improved, the third and fourth months is where you're better and you've turned the corner. And then the fifth and sixth months, you know, we start to do some maintenance therapy, and then gradually it's a 6 month process to get your skin to really look good. So I see this in lots of people who want to give up right away. Don't give up, and don't worry that the first month makes you worse. You have to purge the underground, built up, bad, plugged follicles and oils, and there's a process of healing. So plan on that. You can use over-the-counter Differin if you don't have the ability to come and see a doctor, but you should definitely come and see me. I'm in Los Angeles, Pasadena. I am really good with acne, and I prescribe a really great acne treatment, Retin-A, which is in my skincare line. It's called Diamond Line Refine. I love it because it's not too harsh. It has a ton of green tea and botanicals, so it's very well tolerated. The number one most important thing about Retin-A is use a product you're going to enjoy and use frequently. If you use the harsh, drying prescription retinoids, you're not going to use them. They're going to be too severe, and you'll end up not getting the benefit because you're not using them. So that is a great tip. Tip number four is think about your diet. Please don't be overloading carbs, sugars, and high glycemic index foods, as well as highly androgenic foods. Certain foods like nuts have a ton of androgens, which are hormones that are found in those products, and those actually can worsen your acne. So although you might think it's an old wives' tale, it's not. Acne definitely can get worse based on your diet. And some people are very sensitive to gluten. Some people are very sensitive to milk products. So think about all of these things if you're breaking out, and try to figure out in your diet what the problem might be, whether it's nuts, milk, gluten, high carb foods, or high sugar foods. There's some truth to that. And then lastly, once your acne has started to clear, remember to use products that are going to help improve the contour deficiencies, the post-inflammatory pigment. Use my brightening pads. We want to bleach dark spots before they darken and set in their place. We also want to add products that grow collagen where we've damaged the collagen from the acne breakouts. So try microneedling is really great to stimulate great new collagen growth, and I think you're going to see some wonderful benefits. So, you guys, school is almost out. Dads and grads are coming up. Remember, use the summer to work on your skin. Sun itself has a little bit of benefit with the ultraviolet clearing you up when you're in the sun a bit, but use your sunscreen and think about using these 3 months to really improve your skin and go back super cute in the fall. So that's it for now. That's my amazing tips for acne. Try my acne kit. You can find me on Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, and my website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com, and I hope you will give your skin the shout out and the help that it needs and zap that acne before it causes problems. Bye, guys. Stay beautiful.